This week on Not Just Another Sex Podcast.
You can be vegan and still be unhealthy.
100%.
You can also eat meat and still be healthy. I think it's about like, if you just take, it's almost like polyamory. Like you said, it's like a version of polyamory. You don't have to be poly to use some of the standards or ethics or practices of something to not be it. You know what I mean? You don't have to be it.
You can take what you like and leave what you don't, what eat doesn't work for you. Yeah. Well, we're vegan, so we're not gonna eat the meat with bones. Again, this is the only meat I eat. So yeah. But I mean, I totally agree with
the meat and spit the meat.
No. Spitters are quitters.
Sometimes it's just really goopy.
If they're not vegan, shameless plug.
It's always watery?
I'm not at liberty to say, but what I can say.
Hey, sugar. You're listening to Not Just Another Sex Podcast. I'm your host, Samaya Burton. I've been a hands-on sexual educator for over 5 years through my company, Sexual Essentials. So I can tell you that being an adult absolutely has its perks. But now let's talk about just how hard adulting really is. Whether you're healing trauma, building healthy relationships, or figuring out how to create your own happiness, the truth is you may feel like you don't know what you're doing, but you're here now, and that's enough.
Welcome back to Not Just Another Sex Podcast. My name is Samaya, your host, and thank you so much for joining us for another episode. Today, we have an amazing guest. Okay, a very vegan guest. We have Sunny Speaks with us here today. Say hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Sunny and I went to FAMU together. And what's crazy, we didn't even go at the same time. Yeah, we met each other after. And so we have an amazing episode planned for you today. And so she's going to walk with me through the show. But before we get into that, I want to read you guys a review. Love It 2014 says, thanks for being you. I am a big fan of yours and the way you open up your show to us, not only about sex, but about having your own self-love journey. I just want to say one day I hope to see your show live. Please keep doing the show. It really has been helping me see things in a different way in my relationship. I pray you get all the things you want in this life. God bless. I received that. Can you say as fuck like after that? Like
I'm here for the live show. We did when that's happening. When like them tickets go on sale?
You know what's so wild? Y'all definitely got to make sure that y'all watch the replay. I had my first live show. We didn't have the art exhibit. We ended up canceling the art exhibit and we did a live show at the content house.
Nuh-uh.
It was much smaller because it was, of course, at the content house. And the people that bought their tickets, I called each and every one of them and was like, hey, we have to, unfortunately, you know, the ticket sales and the cost of the performers, they just did not add up. Like, if I can't pay the performers, then I can't have the event. Like, that's
yeah.
That. Which is fine, you know, and I was like, but, you know, just because some people are still coming to Atlanta, we're going to have a live show, an intimate live show. And every single one of them transferred their ticket over. And we just did the live show instead. And then like three of the performers were on a panel. We had a live panel for the discussion. And then they performed afterwards. So we actually, my production company, my media group, like recorded everything. So so we recorded. So we're going to, you know,
there's
offer it as a
in the pivot.
Yeah.
Power
in the pivot. But you know, we're gonna get into it a little later. Because you have an event that has a sexy vibe. So before we get to all of that, because we could stay there for forever. We will get into that though later in the episode. But Miss Lovey 2014, thank you so much for that review. I'm making jokes, but yeah, sometimes it do be a couple errors and I'm like, wait, I probably should have read this first, but I like being surprised on the camera with y'all. But please, you guys, please keep rating and reviewing the podcast. The ratings and the listens when you open up your iTunes and your Spotify, like that's how you get on the charts. If you guys don't know, my show has been on the charts ever since the podcast trailer dropped. So I am super excited and just so proud about that because like y'all don't really play about me and I don't think that people know how good that feels to know that like you have a community, not just listens but a community. So please keep reposting the clips, you know, and keep supporting. It costs nothing to leave that review and it really makes me feel good when I read it because like this shit be hard, like getting up around telling y'all your business. And
yeah, I need to do that. I do listen to the podcast, but I do need to do a review and rate and all that. Yeah, no, I'm an avid listener. Now, I don't listen every Wednesday.
Neither do I.
When the gym be kicking my ass, I be on the treadmill like, okay, yeah. I'm going to get the spiritual and the physical healing. And I be getting through it.
I be trying to catch up on shows when I'm in the car. Like now, you know, I try to catch up, but sometimes my mind is like, okay, I got to turn something off. But that's
yeah, I got that from you, the audiobook. I would have never tried an audiobook.
Audiobooks was a hard one, but people was like, that's fair. Like, I don't mind admitting, like, some of these good habits are hard and they're boring. And so, like, trying to find people be acting like you just don't want to fix your life, which I'm trying to stay woke. Some of the way y'all trying to have me fix my life, putting me to sleep. Like, I'm not saying I don't want to fix my life, but you're not keeping my attention. Like, so, I'm just glad that people are getting what they need to from this because I'm learning, I'm healing as well. So please keep leaving the reviews and rating. We really need them. So, but Sunny is on the show today for so many reasons.
I do a lot of things.
So many things. I don't even know. Let's probably just start the show. Let's start with the adult. Right. Action. Let's start. Adult tip of the day. So the adult tip of the day is just like a little 5-minute segment where we try to make adulting a little bit easier.
Cause it's hard as fuck.
That, and you don't even realize you the damn adult in the room.
Looking for a more adultier adult
than me. I need somebody that's more of adultier. Like, I'm the grown up. Like, I need. Yeah. So, whether that's what my therapist says or just like a little life hack or just something to remember top of mind. So, Sunny has a vegan brand. She has a lot of things. She's an author. She's a vegan. She's an educator. She's an entrepreneur. She's a traveler, a wanderer, just so many different things.
Educator.
All of the above. Everything. Weight loss enthusiast, like just overall holistic wellness and just really just sharing that information with others. And like I said, in a non-boring way, like we bring y'all all the shit that everybody been telling y'all, this will change your life and doing this is so healthy, but it's like you can't really get with it. I'm bringing you guys the people that have changed how I look at the things that I need in my life, finding people that make it digestible for you. And Sunny is a huge one of those people in a variety of different ways. And so that's what she's here for. And so, of course, per usual, we curate the episode to that person so we can get the most of body and out of your time, right? So the adult tip of the day is you don't have to be vegan just to eat more fruits and vegetables.
That's it. There is, and I just want to plug this in there. There is over 80,000 edible plants on Earth. There's some stuff. Yeah, there is some stuff you will never even try just because your climate doesn't allow for it to be sustained there. So people don't know that there's over 50 different kinds of mangoes. There's 40 different kinds of okra, 60 different kinds of kiwi. So it's like, you don't have to worry about that. Like, just go and try something new.
Yeah.
Try something new at the grocery store. When you go even in a regular grocery store that's not an exotical one, literally there's at minimum 7 different kinds of apples. And you've been eating one kind of apple your whole entire life.
Yeah. Trying to figure out the difference.
Yeah.
I think that with vegan is a lot of, it's an intimidating conversation because we'll get into that in the Twitter talk. But I think that if we skip all of that and just say, just eat more fruits and vegetables, overall, that's all that matters. Like, nobody's not telling you to not eat meat. And that's what I love about your brand pushes certain things and things like that. Like, but not it's in a funny way. It's comical because at the end of the day, if you're different, you do have to rally for your thing to get people to see why this is a good way to go. But also she's not like shaming you, like this is why you nasty because you eat meat or anything. Like, she's teaching you bite-sized ways to change your life that incorporate things that she's learned from being vegan. If you happen to be vegan, great, but you work with people that are vegetarian or just trying to do less meat or more substitutions, whether it's for health reasons or things like that.
Actually, 80% of my clients are not vegan. They're just people. I get pescatarians. I get people with dairy allergies. I get people with egg allergies. I get people who are just wanting to change their life and just eat a little bit healthier, or they want to have, you know, ribs and not feel heavy after eating them. A lot of my clients are not vegan at all. So you don't have to cold turkey. You don't have to be, oh, I can't have this, 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 and that. And then, like I was saying with the vegetables thing, don't think about what you can't have. Like, most people that I come encounter have never had a rambutan. I've met someone in Florida who'd never had guava before or mango. Like, there's all these different fruits and vegetables, and you're a traveler like me. So, you know, you can go and try passion fruit fresh. And it's like, you, that's not something you're going to be able to get affordable or in the States at all. And you binge out on it. You like, oh, I'm just going to keep eating soursop, you know, the whole time I'm in Costa Rica, whatever. Like, there's a lot of stuff. Because I get that question often, too, as a traveler. People ask, well, you're vegan. What do you eat on vacation?
It's easier on vacation because they just fruits and vegetables. Yeah. And we'll get into your, you know, like your journey and things like that. But you guys, the adult tip of the day is just eat more fruits and vegetables. Like, realistically, ask yourself, when is the last time you had 3 pieces of fruit? And of course, I'm talking to myself as well. Like, the thing, my new thing is just putting the fruit in the water. Not because you know what's so crazy? Sometimes I get tired of eating. Like, chewing. Not crazy at all. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of effort sometimes. And so I do like the infused water, and it boosts your energy, and then it tastes flavorful. Like, I'm not saying it tastes like Kool-Aid, y'all, but once you're not really like drinking soda or certain things anymore, just that hint of sweetness is enough. Like, even at the content house, it's open bar, and we'll have.
And I chose water. You proud?
You did choose. I was like, yo,
there's tequila here, y'all, and I chose water. Growth.
It's the pussy juice. It's real pussy
vegan
juice.
Vegan pussy juice, because you know I'm vegan. So.
Yes. Vegan pussy juice. What I love, though, is some people would take the infused water and then like add some Tito's to it or something like that. Like, no one's telling you to give up the things that you like or saying that they're all unhealthy. We're just saying that, like, don't forget the healthy things that are there. And that's what I do love about your brand. It's more so about making space for all of it, like duality. Mm-hmm. All right. So for the Twitter talk is just where we pay homage to Black Twitter, because Black Twitter.
You got it right. Yeah,
come, I know.
I listen every week. You be like, homage.
We've so passed that, girl. We don't like episode. I don't know where we at now. By the time this come out, we might be at a year now.
Come on.
So it took me a year to say a word. I learned it. I didn't give up. It's like a baby taking steps. Okay. You're having rose off the tongue. Off the tongue.
I thought you said rose off the tongue. I just
look at one thing at a time.
I think about my man.
Rose. LLS.
R-O-L-L-S. I was thinking about my man.
Oh, your rose.
My man.
It's the Rose and who your other man was?
Gerard Pookie Thompson, ChatGPT. Gerard Pookie Thompson and Tre'Darius Joseph, you know.
Who is that one?
Trader Joe's. Tre'Darius Joseph, my man. My man, copy
tote
off bag.
My phone, I'm at work. And if you don't behave, you're going to have to leave.
Girl, Tre'Darius.
Bring your friends to work day and folks is clowning.
Jesus.
All right, Twitter talk is where we cut up, clearly. So today's Twitter talk is about like the vegans and non-vegans and the judging. And it's so much beef. And I think that it's just as annoying sometimes as the men against women debates or the, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, bro, why are we judging? Like, that's the reason that nobody wants to... nobody kind of like wants to do anything with it, has a negative connotation with it or a judgmental one. Like, I don't, you really don't know why anyone is anything or not. I think that at the end of the day, judging someone who doesn't have the knowledge is one thing. And two, you have no idea why someone is eating meat or they're not. And a lot of times we're assuming there's going to be judgment before there even is. You know what I mean? Like, people already have a resistance because of, it's just like trainers, like a lot of people like, I don't want to, they already got excuses because they're so used to like a trainer berating them or like embarrassing them or using those type of tactics.
Yeah.
That doesn't make anyone want to change. Like, just because you got it right now, you act like you've been that way forever. And I think a lot of people forget. And then also I think that a lot of people feel like they have to defend their choices on like the non-vegan side. Like, you know,
it's aggravating. But
I want to hear your thoughts on the, you know.
Well, I came into veganism transitionally, so I didn't cold turkey. I wasn't like, oh, I'm just giving all this up. And I went vegan for my health. So the people who have been following me on the gram for a long time know that a big inspiration is my dad. My dad passed away from cancer. And I wanted to change my life. So I lost 100 pounds and I started transitioning into this lifestyle. I don't judge people because I know that certain things kind of like catalyst me into it. That's not a word, but we're going to keep going with it.
I get what you mean, though.
Yeah. That's all that matters. It propelled me. So for one, I didn't grow up eating a lot of red meat. My parents were Seventh-day Adventists, so I didn't grow up eating pork at all. So okay. I literally didn't have pork until prom night. We went to Denny's and I tasted pork bacon.
She said, not.
Yeah, I lost my pork virginity on prom night. And my friend, and I was like, can I taste your bacon? And I tasted it. It was that.
That's not what they thought she was going to taste.
It was poke bacon, too. It was poke with the S curl baby fat. It was swirl. It was I tasted it, and I was like, I just remember thinking, like, this is, why would God want to keep us from this? This is so good. And I don't remember what I had ordered, but I told the waiter, I was like, did they start my order yet? And they were like, no. I was like, change my order to a meat lover's breakfast and make everything bacon. And I ate it and I got so sick, but it was like worth it to me. But so I didn't grow up eating pork. We didn't grow up eating a lot of red meat. My mom actually became a pescatarian when I was 13. So my mom hasn't eaten any land animals in over 20 years. So, you know, and then I have Caribbean parents. So we ate a lot of seafood anyway. So it wasn't like when people are from the country and they're giving up pork and it's like, oh, they're going vegan. They're giving up pork. I didn't have a lot of those barriers because I didn't eat a lot of that stuff, growing up. And I saw the example of my mom switching out our milks, you know, and eating a lot of seafood and stuff for even Thanksgiving. My mom would eat salmon or whatever. So I didn't have a lot of those barriers. And it's just like with the whole judging thing, I think you can't have a conversation with someone if you're judging. You're not going to be able to come to the table and let me see where you're coming from and you see where I'm coming from. Because, yeah, you know, I did it for my health. I lost weight and I did it truthfully. I wanted to feel better in my body. And I noticed that anytime, you know, I went back to it or like during my journey, I call it cheating. You know, I'm Sagittarius. We cheat a little. It's not a lot. Just a little. Just a little. Cheat a little.
Regardless.
I was poly, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, anytime I went back and ate, let's say like a piece of chicken or cheese, dairy really would mess me up. So anytime I would eat like cheese, and I had it bad for cheese, like. I like it more than some people in my family love cheese.
I feel that.
Anytime I would eat cheese, I would get like really mucousy. My nose would get stopped up. I would be coughing up stuff.
I know, someone like that.
I'm not going to say no names. A lot of, a lot of us melanated people are lactose intolerant. You get the BGs, you get gas real bad, whatever. And so
push past it.
Yeah. Take a lactate and keep it pushing. But what I noticed is I never went like 6 months without having a grapefruit. And then I ate a grapefruit and I didn't feel good. Or a plum. Because there's a lot of fruits and vegetables. So you just don't
get
eat
all the time. Yeah.
Correct. Or seasonally. Right. And so I'm like, I just don't want to feel bad. Every time I do this, I feel bad. Every time I eat red meat or, you know, because at this point I'm out of my house, so I'm eating pork. I'm living fancy free. I do what I want. Whatever. You know, so every time I ate, like, I would feel really tired. I didn't feel good inside of my body. And I wanted to, this is the only place I got to live. I wanted to feel good inside of my body. So I did it for like feel good purposes. And then after that, I started, if vegan, I just want to be clear. I'm going to look at the camera when I say this. This shit is a game. This shit is a cult. If you don't want to get jumped in, if you don't want to get jumped out, don't join this shit. Because they're going to have you watching documentaries. And next thing you know, you motherfucker feeling bad for squirrels and shit. I be pulling over. If you haven't seen my DuckTales video, I be feeding the ducks at Tredarious Joseph. I be feeding squirrels. Now it's like a whole thing. Because I don't know if you saw the video.
The ducks done told the stork.
So now the storks come out there. The storks done told the crows. Squirrel be out there. I feed three squirrels. It's a whole community. I come out there, I bring them niggas peas.
Now you feel bad for the animals. You know what's so crazy?
You feel bad.
My I tell people all the time, like, the things that I don't eat, it literally came from pregnancy. When I got pregnant, I didn't eat anything. You know what's so crazy? I actually about only ate ice cream while I was pregnant. And I know that's crazy, but it was just that's about all I ate.
Nutritionally.
I was too, but that baby doing just do 99% bigger than everybody else, right? But I couldn't eat meat. It was hurting my body. And I was like, okay, I'm pregnant. That makes sense. It don't like stuff sometimes. Okay. But when it was done, I thought I was about to have a steak and I got flu-like symptoms so bad. And it was just like, it was like, nah, you can't do that no more. And so, you know, like you said, I would try to like have little bits and things here and there. And it was just, it just wasn't worth it anymore. It was just like, literally, like I got to be prepared for 3 days to either have to change my drawers, live in the bathroom. Like the fuck, like this is wild. Like this is not okay.
It's not fun.
You can't be getting your coochie ate and you thinking that something else might happen. You can't even relax. And so if you get in the way of my sex life, it has to go. Like at the end of the day, it has to go. And so, like, not, like you said, feeling good in your body. I love how you said that this is the only place I have to live.
Unless you know somewhere else, you got a timeshare or something.
No, you just don't. And so I was just like, fuck it. So I do eat meat. I just eat what, like you said, what makes me feel fine. Mm-hmm. Lamb is good for me. And not good. It doesn't give me any issues. Mm-hmm. And turkey. Like, turkey has been my go-to because I haven't been able to eat chicken in I don't know how long.
You like, don't even want to know. Like, and I mean, as you get more into the whole vegan thing and the start, like when you, and my biggest thing too, it wasn't just meat, right? Because, and again, to bring in the travel thing, the overconsumption in America is like nuts. Like when you go overseas, you're eating one piece of chicken, you're eating a small thin cut of steak. Like here, we will eat, like you can go to Longhorn and get like 36 ounce, that is more than a pound of meat. Like that's, we don't even process as how crazy that is. When I look, like when you think about chicken wings, you could be getting a box of wings that are chickens from all different parts of the U.S. You don't have any idea where they come from. And I think I saw something on PETA's website saying they killed like 40 billion chickens during Super Bowl weekend alone.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. If you think about nationwide, how many households are having like wing platters, wing stop, all of that stuff. And so to me, it just was like with a lot of overconsumption. And I started to think, and I will never forget this. I've told this story before too, but I was talking to this girl named the Invisible Vegan, and we were having a panel discussion, and we were talking about, you know, some vegans will try to like relate it to slavery and all that stuff. And I'm like, it's a little too far. But what she said to me is she was talking about how dairy industry is more cruel than the meat industry because they artificially inseminate the cows. They force them to keep reproducing because they need the milk, and then they take the baby from the mother and all that stuff. And they use the milk for cheese and all that other stuff. And so she was like, does two things she said to me that really stuck with me. She said, does that sound like something that black people do or something that gets done to us? The exploitation of our bodies when they're no longer good. Then we are killed for whatever, or they don't care whether we live or die, or the conditions. Once we're no longer entertaining people, once we're no longer playing sports for people, once our bodies are exploded, we don't care about anymore. And then she said, we get taught as kids that cows make milk because they're cows, but they make milk because they're mothers.
Right.
And I was like, damn, these vegans done got me with they shit.
They pulling on your heartstrings.
Got me.
You know what it is? Uh-huh. I grew up in the country. So like we always were hunting or fishing and more so brought up to like kind of like live on the land. Mm-hmm. And so there's a thing with that because you also respect the land.
You respect it. Yeah. 100%.
And I tell people all the time, even like, of course, one day I would love to go vegan just because it's you talking about like growing everything, like having a farm. Like, girl, please give me the compound, give me the land, let's do it. Mm-hmm. But I also would want to raise certain things, but also when it's gone, it's gone. Like, I don't want to do that. And I'm not saying that it's better, like, but my take isn't the animal rights part. I think that the parts that you're saying, that's just, the logic don't make sense. Like, that sounds crazy. Like, it's not because it's like, oh, don't ever kill this chicken. It's, why are you know what I'm saying? Why are you making it in a lab to kill the chicken? Like now we're doing a lot. Clearly it's no more. It's just like fishing in a lake.
Uh-huh,
once it's outfit, like there's a limit. There are dates when you're allowed to fish and things like that. I'm used to, it's the boundaries that I'm okay with. And that the drugs that they're putting in the food and the way that they're creating the food is what got me to like, damn, I can't even enjoy what I want to eat. So when I would travel, that's actually when I'm able to get some meat. Like when I go to Costa Rica, I can eat beef.
That's a whole nother podcast episode.
Yeah,
what they're doing with the meat is insane.
And I think that's what my body is rejected. It's the way that they do it. So even when I go to Jamaica, I remember I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it because the chicken was so small. The piece, like for the meal was so small. I said, maybe that's like from somebody's backyard. Like maybe I can't. And I ate it, no issues. Like, and so I'm not going to say I go crazy over there, but in a sense, for a couple of days, because I, like you said, it was good. Like I liked, I didn't see anything wrong with it. It's the excessiveness that we're willing to go through. And like you said, not really understanding like the portion size and feeling good in your body. for me, I think it was so difficult to feel good in my body because I didn't feel good in multiple areas of my body. Wow. In my career.
Y'all don't want to have church today.
It is Sunday. Let's do it. I know y'all listen to this on a Wednesday, but you know, we had to. But I wasn't listening to how I felt in my relationships. I wasn't listening to how I felt when it came to my own size. Like, I had fruits and vegetables available and I wasn't eating them then. You know what I mean? Just making crazy decisions and getting addicted to the food. And then like having food addiction, especially growing up where my parents are using food to punish us. So it's being taken
away.
Girl,
I'm going to get the fuck up off this couch because you ain't going to talk about my personal business in my face.
This is us with food and being Black. It is a thing. It's how we celebrate everything. It's how the fact that we're using that to celebrate, to punish, to reward is just, it's such a small box. And so you're just eating to consume, not to live. And it's the way that we show love.
We eat when we're happy. We eat when we're sad. We eat because we're performing, because we're at someone else's house and we're being told to eat. Like, food addiction is so real. And I talk about that in my workbook as far as like losing weight. It's not about dieting. It's not about exercising. Yeah. You have to change your mindset about food. You have to change the comfort. And I haven't even really told a lot of people this publicly, but when I lived here in Atlanta, there was a Golden Crust that I used to go to. And I went in there one day and I had curry goat. This is before I went vegan, because I know you niggas are watching. I went into this Golden Crust and I ordered curry goat and it tasted just like my dad's. I sat in the restaurant and I cried because it felt like I was eating a memory. And it was like right by my therapist's office. And I would go to that Golden Crust every single Saturday, like around the same time, hoping that the same person made it and eat it, until I got to a point where I'm just like, this is not going to bring my dad back. Like, this is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is not going to fill that void that I feel like, yes, I know he's in a better place and he's watching down for me and all that other shit. But sometimes I'm just someone that misses my dad. I wish I could call him. If I make something amazing that I know that he would love, or I'm trying to figure out a recipe, like, and having that curry goat just made me feel like I was being closer to him. And I had to realize that the celebration is my family, not the food. Like, yeah. I don't have to still eat these things, because again, I was still getting sick when I was eating it, but it made me feel so much closer to him when I did. And that's why I started like veganizing his recipes, because I was like, look, if I'm going to do this, I cannot feel like I'm giving up my culture, my tradition, my family. Like, it's not the Thanksgiving meal. It's the fact that you're in the kitchen with your mom cleaning collard greens and you're learning the recipes that way. That's what makes the meal special. Right. It's not because we are off on Thursday or whatever. Like, it's not that at all, you know?
I feel like, and clearly, y'all, we into the topic at some point, I guess. We've moved on. We've moved on.
The segments.
But, right, check, look here. We try. You know, I'm just a very organized, fun person.
Come on,
you know,
Virgo Moon. Let's do it. Let's do it. Y'all, we're getting back on the schedule, goddammit. The rest of y'all get back to work.
You always coloring outside the lines. You know, I'm like, you know, if we outline it, then we can stay in the lines a little easier.
I'm gonna shut the fuck up till you ask me a question.
No, not at all. That's not even the way. You know what's so crazy is that the way that anxiety has put me in a way of doing certain things, and then the way I live outside the box on the other things. Like, so the way that we travel and the way that we're wanderers and adventurers, it's, I know that I have to live outside the box. But on my day to day, the way that I live in other things helps me regulate as I learn to, you know, not have anxiety, but learn how to do things that work in a way for me. And some things I don't need to think about too hard. So I have a system, and some things it's like, we can do whatever. Let's jump out the plane. Let's go dive with the sharks. Let's go, you know, a little bit of balance.
Pause. The dive with the sharks, the skydiving.
It's on the list. I've done the skydiving twice. I need
two
to
times?
Do. Mm-hmm. I tried to go a third
Look
time.
At you, and all your stuff works.
Everything. You'll see that?
Okay. I'm on the fence about it.
You want to go with me? We can go together.
Wow. Not on TV. You're asking me this.
Come on.
Whoa.
How you going to do the next
Don't
thing
you
that
teach about
of?
Consent and shit? You're being
That's
forceful
I'm
now.
You. I'm
yeah.
not.
Okay.
I'm asking if you want to go with me.
I'm uncomfortable. And I want to let the people know that.
Watch. Y'all go see her ass jumping out of planes. Vegans jump.
Just take the leap.
Vegans
Fuck
jump.
Out of here.
So getting into just the transformation yourself of changing his recipes and things like that, I want to talk about like your education side and your approach to veganism with your platform, like doing cooking classes and bringing mm-hmm. people in. I feel like a lot, what I do love about your energy is it's so inclusive and it does have such an education component, which is twofold. One, your background and your first, you know, career and the things mm-hmm. that you were educated in, and how it's crazy how it was all meant to be for your purpose now, right? And then second, I want to talk about the attitude of, you know what? Oh no, this is how you can do that. And just always mm-hmm. being willing to give versus you eat that, or you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not judging others, but saying like, no, I love bacon too. This is why you need to try this one, because mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And that realism, I want to talk about that, like how your past has prepared you for where you are now and what that looks like in education with vegan food.
Well, yeah. So before I became a chef, a lot of folks don't know that I have a master's degree in education. Of course, I got my undergrad from FAM. But doing that for 7 years, I taught high school and college students. And the biggest thing that you can do to teach someone is make things relatable, like use references that they understand. And so that's how I got into the space. So before the pandemic was even happening, I was learning. I do a vegan challenge every January. Mm-hmm. So every January, the 10th through the 31st, I show people how to go vegan. And I did it because I was doing it. And then people were like, yeah, let's join. Cool. I was like, yeah, we're going to have this vegan challenge. It's going to be 30 days, da, 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 da. And people join, they were like, okay, but I wasn't vegan at the time, so it was like, okay, what do we do? I was like, oh bitch, I thought y'all knew. I don't know, but we gonna figure it out together. So we figured it out together, and then towards the end of the year, people would be like, hey, are we doing that thing again? And I'm like, oh, I didn't know it was a thing. Y'all want to do it again? Let's do it again. So actually coming up, 2024 will be our 10th anniversary of us doing it. So it was a lot of learning online, and that it was me talking out loud. So when the pandemic hit, people were, you know, of course, health scare and just like, how can we eat healthier? We don't know what we're doing. What's the things? And so I think for me, it was just a transition and a mindset of thinking like, what we think everyone knows, they don't know. Like, we were talking about picking a pineapple or picking a mango, picking a grapefruit. We think everybody knows this when there's
people.
Yeah,
I don't know how to do none of that.
Yeah. There's people who've never had mangoes. You know, I grew up, I hate paying for mangoes because I have a mango tree in my yard, like in Miami. So just those things of just showing people like, this is how you can do it, and make it a little kind of like the adult tip of the day, like kind of just making it a step easier for you to eat something healthier. And people liked, they would come to my page and they liked that I wasn't judging like, oh, you know, you're eating this. And I have to catch myself sometimes too, especially I'm going into my fifth year of veganism. I have to catch myself and be like, let me make sure I'm not judging this person. Let me make sure I'm not looking at their culture in a certain type of way because, you know, they eat it. Let me explain to people, like, even when I was in South Africa and Botswana, because Botswana is landlocked, they eat a lot of land animals. Mm-hmm. They eat a lot of beef. And I had to be like, hey, what is your, you know, vegan options? Because a lot of people will still, when I'm in the islands, they're like, oh, so we have fish and stuff. No, I don't eat fish, because for a lot of them, ital can still mean eating like fish and stuff. And so I have to like walk them back. Okay, yeah, I want a veggie quesadilla, no cheese. And they're like, no cheese on. I know it sounds crazy, but please don't put that on there. Like, we got to walk it all the way back, and taking that moment to just educate people on where you're at, where you're coming, in a non-judgmental way. Like, I'm not looking down on you for what you're eating, or, you know, because there are some vegans who, they won't sit at the same table with people who eat meat. Like, if you're eating meat, it's called the Liberation Pledge. I just found this out. This shit is a game. I told you, it's deep. It runs deep.
You know what's so crazy?
Real deep.
I believe it was, don't look, we need, probably should have Googled it, but I think it was Chrisette Michelle, and she mm-hmm. was, she had went vegan, and because of like her blood type and mm-hmm. things like that, it wasn't like, it was dangerous for her. And mm-hmm. then I saw like, was it Jaden Smith? What, the one who was in the Karate Kid, the Will mm-hmm. Smith, him. He was talking about, on the Griot, they were saying that, he was saying that he was unhealthy with his mm-hmm. veganism at one point because he wasn't making sure he got the right nutrients and just being lazy with it. And so he was malnourished. And so like, and of course, you know, I've been bigger and I've been malnourished. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So then you eating less and then you malnourished. So it's like, it's not even any fat on him to eat off of. And so now he's gotten bigger and just been more intentional about what he's eating. So it's just like, you can be vegan and still be unhealthy.
100%.
You can also eat meat and still be healthy. I think it's about like, if you just take, it's almost like polyamory. Like you said, it's like a version of polyamory. you don't have to be poly to use some of the standards or ethics or practices of something to not be it. You know what I mean? You don't have to be it.
You can take what you like and leave what you don't. What doesn't work for you. Yeah. Well, we're vegan, so we're not going to eat the meat with bones. Again, this is the only meat I eat. So yeah. But I mean, I totally agree
eat
with
the meat and spit the nut.
No. Spitters are quitters.
Sometimes it's just really goopy.
If they're not vegan, shameless plug.
It's always watery?
I'm not at liberty to say, but what I can say, and I thought we was going to get into this,
vegan dick. Because the sex part is down at the bottom of the thing. Okay. We got so many other things to talk about, because like I said, if you and me start there, that's what we're going to be
there. Gonna be there for a while.
We have to educate the children.
Yeah, but just, you can do it. Just removing certain things and doing, I became fully into the whole vegan thing once I started getting into the cinnamon. And I think the big thing with the overconsumption here in the US is also we're very detached that something has to die in order to have a meal. Mm-hmm. And like when I moved to Ecuador, I remember telling the driver, before he took me to my hotel, I was like, I want to eat something that's like super Ecuadorian. Like this, they only eat this here. Cause that's kind of travel I am. I want to be amongst people. If I can't buy weed, I don't feel comfortable. I want to be with the people.
Yeah.
And he took me to this place and they eat this thing called kui. Kui is guinea pig. Right. And so they have the setup. I know you're looking like how you're looking, but that's what the vegans will say. If you don't eat cats and dogs and chickens and kangaroos, like, you know what I'm saying? What makes it okay for, you know, pigs and all that stuff. And so the setup that they have is kind of like, I don't know if you remember Red Lobster, back when Red Lobster was the fanciest place niggas had been. And they let you pick your lobster and you was just like, I'm dining at the Ritz, baby. I got my Easter shit on Wednesday. It's my mama's birthday and we here. Keep the biscuits coming. That's how it is, but with guinea pigs. So you go out in the back and there's like a corral and they're running around.
Like little lobsters.
And you pick the one that you want. And like, he was just like, yeah, you pick this one. And they go and they roast it. It comes out like whole with a crown of carrots. And I ate it. This was before I was vegan, because I know you niggas is watching. The ops is always watching. And I make up these funny stories in my head, obviously with the animals. And I always imagine that it's that nigga's day off. Like he's literally covering somebody's shit and he ends up dying. And then the rest of them are like, where's Ted? And it's like, Ted's moved up to management. You shut up and get back to work. Like I always imagine that it's like,
the pets' personalities everything.
Yeah, I don't want to be the reason that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to be the one that today just ain't your day. You feel me? And I'm the person that I don't want to be a part of that. So that's why I said it goes from like the health thing.
Yeah, to something to being different.
Like, yeah.
The reality of how you're getting the food and things like that.
Yeah, because for me, what I realized like 3 years in was like every day I got to eat. Like, that's, you know, standard to stay alive. I got to eat every day. And every day, nothing has to die in order for me to eat. Mm. And I'm okay with that. I'm not malnourished or anything. And like you said, you can eat a whole bunch of like vegan junk food. Like, you know what I'm saying? Coca-Cola is vegan. Hawaiian Punch is vegan. Oreos are vegan. Like all of that shit is vegan. And it's not good for you. You know what I'm saying? It's not. It's, you know, no shade to none of those brands. Should y'all want to cut a check, because I will hold it here. But yes, you know what I'm saying? But it's not healthy.
And just realize the reality of the food that we're eating. I like the fact that you do bring the awareness around the food, that it's not just an act or like a service going in there. Like, we're present with food with you. And I love that, because it's like you said, like even smelling the pineapple and things like that. Like, I don't know how to do any of that. Like, not that I don't know how to pick
sniff
up pineapple
bottom,
and smell them.
Flip it up.
But I'm talking about just like the list of those things. So I need to take one of those classes, because it's like, okay, sometimes I'm like, I don't like this because I don't like it. I could literally be picking the ass bread of the fruit and I don't know, because I don't know how to pick the fruit. You know what I'm saying? And now you're saying you don't like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
don't know how to cook it.
Or try it different ways. Like,
I didn't eat okra or Brussels sprouts before I became vegan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I do like both of those.
And I made myself like, I came up with recipes that would make me like them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. So I do want to talk about, because you're, you've been in a lot of places now. You've been, you know, with Slutty Vegan. You just want, you know, your salad was chosen to be added to their menu, in their cookbook. So many different things. And, you know, I've been following along for so long now. So one, giving you your flowers, that's amazing. I love to see
Cause this eyelash will come right off. Come on,
whip it off like a weed, baby. No, cause couture will kill us. Don't
both
do
of us.
Don't do that. but you've been doing so many amazing things. And you know what's so crazy, that I was not surprised when you won. Like, when I was like, oh, Sunny entered the salad, Sunny's going to win the salad. I didn't think anything else. I was like, it's Sunny. She's a rattler. She has the personality. She's going to bring the look. It's going to be a good salad. She's going to educate you on it so that you, well, you create empathy with her salad. Like, at the end of the day, mm-hmm. Sunny's going to win this contest. But I want to talk about other contests that maybe you haven't been able to win. So you went on to try to do. Can you tell us more about like that experience and what it taught you about this vegan community?
Yeah. So I made it through a lot of the interview process, and I think that they really wanted me back, because apparently when they sent me like the background check and the contract part, damn, I didn't really read through that NDA. I don't know if I'm supposed to say none of this, but it's whatever. It's in the past now.
You
went
on the show. At some point, you tried to go on the show.
Yeah, I tried to go on. What, girl? It's fine. What they gonna do? What they gonna do?
You ain't pick me.
Yeah. And you can't outcook me, and you can't whoop my ass, and you could tell Gordon I said it.
But so, if y'all want to cut a check.
Yeah, but if y'all want to cut a check.
To rectify this situation.
It's not reparations, but it's a start. So they, when they originally sent it, I think they had like the wrong email address, or they're missing like an E in my name, because they had called me and they were like, hey, like, are you not interested anymore? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, I thought y'all didn't want me. They were like, no, we really want you to try to send it. So anyways, they got me over the paperwork, and it's like 161 pages, and it's so rigid of like, you can't have a car repossessed. You can't have ever lived with a convicted felon. You can't have been, have you had any like misdemeanors, all stuff. And it was so like airtight, like family secrets were coming out. Cause I remember calling my mom, cause it was like from this year to this year. And I remember calling my mom, and I was like, when did daddy go to jail? Like, was it a felony or was it a misdemeanor? And my mom was like, why are you asking this? And so I was like, well, because I'm filling out this thing. And it says, it's asking about, have I ever lived with a convicted felon? And I knew my dad had been to prison before, but I didn't know what for or anything like this. And my mom was like, well, she's like, I don't know if you should put me down. I'm like, put you down for what? My mom is like the head deaconess. My mom is the purest Pisces you ever met. So I was like, what are you talking about? She was like, yeah, it's just, you know, one time me and your dad was in Venezuela, and he already had.
Girl, my child is calling me. I didn't even realize my phone was not on. I don't even usually hold my phone. It's usually on Do Not Disturb. We looked up his life design. Stephanie is looking at me.
Are we in trouble?
Real content made by real people.
It wasn't me. All I want to say
he probably like, why you ain't answering my phone call?
It wasn't the vegan.
Wow. I have to care for my young.
Yeah. A part of it.
I know, you're like, where are you?
Yeah, but my mom was like, well, this one time we was in Venezuela and your dad already had prior, so I took the charge. This is something I didn't even know about my mom, like, ever. I'm like, excuse me, I got it expunged. I'm like, what?
No judgment.
No judgment, shot it. Like, I'm just, you know, so it was just a very, like, the process of it, you can, I won't say you can tell the type of people that they're trying to eliminate, because I think it's more of a, you know, if you ever won or you get to a certain point and something comes out, yeah, they don't want that to be attached with their brand, which is understandable, but you cut out so many people. Like, even myself, I've never been to jail. I've never even been in the back of a cop car before, but it's just like, you can't have ever, you know, do you know anyone that's a convicted felon? Like, all of this stuff. And I'm just like, wow. And then the other part is, when you sign the contract, one of the things is, if you win or get like top 10 or something like that, or if you, so any recipe that you make there becomes their IP. So you can't make that any ever again without their explicit consent. And then anything that you sell that's like food related, if you open up a restaurant, I think they get like 10% of the profit for a certain amount of time.
So you have to read some of these things.
Yes.
Yeah, we probably should have read that contract. We're going to bleep out. That's a note when she listened back to this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We should probably stop saying it so she could stop having a bleep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Bleep, bleepity.
Yeah, bleepity, boop, 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 bleepity, boop, 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 boop. So, but I think that's really, it's really interesting, because one, it makes it difficult for people to start over, to have second chances, or to make mistakes, because it's like, I already can't do this. And that's, it's so disrespectful, because we literally have somebody that's supposed to be a president that has accusations of molestation, sexual misconduct, and a riot at the White House, like all kind of, like, made a mockery of something that was supposed to, you know, and I'm not saying like the government is good. But I'm saying y'all have all these restrictions except for where it matters when you're talking about caring for people. But really the thing that you're cutting out is a lot of people that these systems have been made for people to fall into these things where it's like the jail was made for more people to go to jail. You built a bigger jail because for more people to go. Now none of these people can do this. So you end up Xing out a certain type of person. Like, yes, all people are going to be Xed out, but who's going to be Xed out more depending on the area that the show, or this is why we're not seeing more black vegans, because at the end of the day, who knows how you got transformed and or changed to that person. And for you, you learned cooking from your dad. Mm-hmm. So you like, oh, well, my dad went to jail. So you telling me that I can't be on the show?
Yeah, the privilege, I think, is just really crazy. And I think people, even when I, cause I watched the season of the show that I was supposed to be on. And I remember like one of the challenges, they had to do something for, a Japanese chef or whatever. And the girl executed it like masterfully. And he was like, oh, I'm just like really impressed that you were able to do this. Cause it was like a very specific thing. And she was like, yeah, well, I had a gap year in Japan and you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like these are a lot of opportunities.
You had so much experience that you could have.
Yeah. Even when I travel, I always take note. Not that I like, I'm not supposed to be here, but it's just like, dang, like I'm this ghetto ass girl from Miami and I'm having South African wine in South Africa. Like there's so many people, I know so many people that I grew up with who've never left Florida, who've never even been past Ocala. Like, and I'm on the other side of the world. Like it's crazy. I will sit there sometimes in different places and just cry. Like, because I know that it's a privilege on top of the fact that not only am I black, but I have an American passport. So there's a lot of places I can go to without visa restrictions, without, you know, policy applications and all that other stuff. So it's just like, I think, there, you know, and it's in every industry, right? So I'm just highlighting it in the chef industry, but you see that it really is like we're cutting out all of these people who, you know, like I think it was some rapper who said like the cure for cancer might be inside the mind of a child who's in an underfunded school who will never get the opportunity to go to whatever said university and hone their craft, you know? Yeah.
And I think that's, I'm really loving this new space of like people creating their own anyway. And that's one of the things that I love about like content being king. Mm-hmm. And I think, becoming of service to other entrepreneurs and people that have these crafts and these purposes. Like that's the point of the Something Extraordinary Content House, Something Extraordinary Media Group is because there's so much extraordinary talent that no one else will fund. Like when people are like, you know, why are you doing this now? Or, you know, why aren't you traveling as much? I spent my entire life savings of and everything that the $1 million company of Sexual Essentials to do this because I wanted to see extraordinary content and the people that are the people that are qualified to help you change your life. They're not getting picked to be on the screens that you're watching. And so it's like, I'd rather use my money and because now content looks a certain way. Now I got to keep up. I'm already an entrepreneur. I'm already a creative. And now I got to be a content creator, which is a whole job on its own. Like that is a separate job. Like if
that's
you're
not a whole nother episode,
if you haven't given that to somebody else, I don't care how good you can do it. That don't mean you should do everything. That doesn't mean you should.
I had to take a social media break because I was just burnt out. That whole, you got to post 2 times a day and it needs to be at this time and that time. And then,
it's not real.
You know, especially in cooking, there's a certain aesthetic that people are looking for and they want it plated this certain type of way where I'm looking at stuff and I'm like, yo, I could cook this person under the table. I
don't
know.
Mine don't look
I don't have the $4,000 lights or the little, you know, little fishnet that goes over them or, you know what I'm saying? Though the white box that people have, like, I don't have these things. And also what a lot of people don't realize with food content, I'm going to say this real loud, is that a lot of the shit that you see online, it looks is not fucking edible.
Yeah,
it is not edible.
It's mashed potatoes that look like ice cream. It's
motor oil
it's
for pancake syrup. Like those things. And when I first started creating content and doing, I couldn't afford to make food that I couldn't eat.
Yeah.
It has to be edible. It had to be edible. And it had to be edible for like all the people in my house too. Yeah. So it's like,
so you're trying to learn on a budget. And honestly, that really brings me to vegan trapping where everything first started.
Oh, Lord. I heard vegan trapping is so.
Oh, baby. Look here. And I still feel like I caught the tail end of vegan trapping because I would order tacos by the boatload.
Okay? It was a time to motherfucking be alive. That's what I could say about that.
You could text Sunny and put in a look here, you could text and put in an order, okay, and you could pick it up or they'd drop it off and it
they was
the
me by the way
yes they was her. She was cooking and it was coming for like $5 more. I was like, what? He was delivering.
I mean, but that's only in Tallahassee though. That $5 delivery, because Tallahassee ain't nothing but.
Yeah, it was this big. Yeah. But no, I really love the idea of getting it how you live, getting it wherever you are. You have to be able to start, and mm-hmm. I think that's what people are not understanding about walking on faith and walking in faith and seeing where it can take you. Is that what you need next? It can't show up until it's time. It can't show up till it's time. So you can't just be like, oh, it hasn't shown up from here. Like, oh, I don't see it yet. You haven't even walked around the corner. Mm. You're not walking around the corner or walking because you don't see it yet, but you haven't moved. You actually haven't moved. You know what I'm saying? You have to start somewhere, and like you starting in the kitchen at home, and not saying like every chef don't have no story about starting in the kitchen, but with vegan food and sending texts and trying and also bringing recipes alive that, you know, people want to eat. Like,
yeah.
You know, making stuff that you want to eat. And I went on like a retreat. And the food was like supposed to be like really healthy, vegan. And I was like, this is not good. Like it was given, it was given bird food. And I was like, I don't like this because it makes it seem like I don't want to be healthy. I have no problem being healthy, but being healthy don't taste nasty.
Yeah. It's gonna taste good.
I've had plenty of healthy food that doesn't taste nasty. Mm-hmm. So I love vegan trapping. Is there anything you want to tell us about vegan trapping? Because you've changed into so many things. If they've been with you with the first Instagram page, then they know.
Girl, the way when you just said that, it was like I felt like somebody had like a nude from TMZ. It was like, remember this time when I'm like, don't do me. No, vegan trapping was just like, it was really just getting it out the mud. And I know you said like you can't look around the corner. I just want to say that when I started vegan trapping, I quit my job with no savings. Let me look in the camera. Don't do that. Don't look at me. You see me? Seeing you? Don't do that, because I was selling plates, and I think it was the Easter of like the pandemic. Mm. Everything was closed. So the vegan was closed. It was a pandemic. Waffle House was closed. You know, that's when we started taking the pandemic serious. Hey, we said Waffle House is closed. This COVID shit might be about something. It's getting real. Everything was closed, and I was selling vegan Easter plates. I had honey baked ham, mac and cheese, collard greens, candy yams, and, devil egg cups, and everything was vegan. I went around the city. I made $700. I dumped it out of my purse. I felt like a stripper and or drug dealer, whichever of your choice. And it wasn't a lot of money, but it was a lot of ones. Yeah. So it looked like a lot. It felt like a lot. And at the time I was teaching, I think I was making like $1,100 every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I made almost what I made in 2 weeks in a day. And I was like, oh, I don't even need this.
I don't need the white man for my money. Huh.
Here, like I'm doing outside. It. Yeah, like you know, people are doing this with drugs. I can do this. I can do it. Don't do it. Because there will be days where you only make $30 and you will be looking crazy.
And the expenses is still there. You can't reuse the food. Like, it's crazy.
And I have to say this. I'm a meager, humble woman, but Sunny Speaks LLC, that is a bad bitch, and she requires a lot of money every month. I eat a peanut butter jelly to the bus out. But baby, Sunny Speaks, them company bills, can we talk about the business bills?
Let's just talk about the business as a whole, because you and I have been, you know, a lot of people be like, oh, you need to have Sunny Speaks on, da 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 da. Well, you know, the podcast is new and she already knew what was up. We're big on divine timing. Oh, but Sunny and I have worked together. It's just we haven't had the platforms that we have now. I always came into her private communities and we did the, you know, the wet challenge.
Ooh,
and
the
wet challenge, the yoni oil and wash. Yes. You know, people don't even know that I have this line of yoni oil and wash. And
we got to do a commercial for that. Because when I tell you, Sunny. Can I tell you, okay, I had a nigga eat me, tells you taste like cumin. I said, come on, bitch. That little oil, a dab will do you, babe. You season that puss cat right? Okay. Y'all need to buy it. And this is not a sponsored post. She has not paid me for this. I am a fan. I put everybody on. It is vegan. After you wash and do the things, a dab will do you. And you put it on. You got to season the coochie for these niggas. The new age nigga needs seasoned coochie. Vegan seasoned coochie. It keeps you from getting whatever. Even if you feel like you're coming up with something, it'll tingle a little bit. You like, you know what? I shouldn't have ate that red velvet cake. I was acting crazy. But I ain't here to sell y'all on it, but the vibes. You need to purchase it. Go to the website, get that, and get it for a friend. Because especially if you still eating meat and you know your coochie stink, get that.
Now, this is what I will say. I know that whenever I ate something that I was off, and like, you guys know when you feel like you kind of get yeast infection and feel a little itch, and sometimes it's your own period that brings it on or whatever. Like, it's so many things. And then sometimes you just eat something and it didn't agree with your body. And it's just like, your body is off, right? She got a whole temperament of her own. But the wash, like, keeps your pH balanced day to day, which I know that you don't need, but everybody is different. For me, I need a little extra sensitive. I'm not a just water girl on the lips. I'm not a just water. Because you don't need soap inside. You don't put soap inside of you, you guys. But, you know, you just need to wash the lips and all of that stuff, right? But they're like, well, you don't need to be using these, you know, washes and things like that. And most of those things, yes, they are crazy. They're not all natural. Why would you... If that's the case, you might as well use the Dove.
You see
might
my
as well.
Face? I'm still on the water on the lips. Who's Look at, doing
some people
that?
People
don't
like
wash their legs, so I'm not. I shouldn't be surprised.
They don't wash. Well, you know which people don't.
Come on, funding.
All right, funding. Pay us. So with the yoni oil, what I really like, my homegirl, she was trying to switch to like a vegan deodorant, like because of so many chemicals are in. And a lot of people like vegan things for different stuff, like for their skin, or they're not doing it because of the whatever. They're just like, look, I need my skin to be skinning. And so she was trying to change to like a more natural deodorant. And a lot of people would say that it gave her boils, like under her arm, like it irritated the fuck out of skin. It was too harsh.
No, it is.
Like, y'all, essential oils are strong chemicals, like all types of things. And so she used the yoni oil because the skin under your arm is made from like a similar skin to your coochie. And so she just put the yoni oil on there. It calmed it down and she can use that as deodorant. So like whenever I get a wax, you know how they'd be like, don't use deodorant or whatever for 24 to 48 hours because your pores are open. You can use the oil and it still neutralizes the smell, all natural. Like, so if you're looking for a vegan deodorant, the yoni oil is good for that. Like,
I'm trying to fix my face because I know the camera's on me, but I'm just getting jammed. I'm like, water on the lips. It's coochie skin in my armpits. What more, Lord? What more in this
more is there? But I do want to, before we go on to the sex tip of the day.
I've been waiting for that part. I've
been
like,
waiting here.
I got this shirt on looking crazy for no reason. I'm ready.
Bring me the sexual essentials.
Yes.
I want to talk about like your building your business because that is something that we've always stayed in contact with. A lot of people don't know that we've worked behind the scenes just you know, just talking to each other, uplifting each other behind the scenes,
the
giving
uplift.
Each other.
You need a community as an entrepreneur. Let me say that because it be real. And then too, we don't see ourselves, right? So for us, it's like, man, I'm not even doing it. And it's not even in a comparison sense. You have a grand vision and it's like, it ain't gotten to where it's at, but other people see it and they're like, you're the most amazing thing. You do this, that, and you like, y'all like it for real?
The imposter syndrome will kick your ass and make you really think that you're not, you know, as amazing as you are. And, you know, I love to bring every guest on here to say that, like, I see you, you're here, you've been chosen to be here. Mm. We are very, very picky about anybody that is on the show. Like, what are you helping with? Like, that's my question. Like, I'm not here. Like, yes, we can
keep
you and have a good
time. Let me say
that.
She's choosy about people in her life, in her space. Like, all of that. I made sure they sent me the email on incognito. I was like, nobody gonna have this to mine. Kick me out of her shit. Nobody got this address.
Look here. I really just love the fact that we've been able to be there for each other. And and I do want to thank you for just always, you know, giving me my flowers. She said we had a production day the other day and she was like, you gotta answer the door. It's a vegan smoothie coming your way. She just sent, you know, you gotta have people like that in your life. And I'm always reminded.
Cause you won't eat. I know you'll be working the whole day and the next thing you know, I'm not gonna talk about your business, but yeah.
And it's so crazy because all I did was make my client eat that day. I was like, oh no, you gotta eat. Da, da, da. Girl, I did not eat to the end of that day.
You ain't drink
to the end of the day. I did. Well, my lighting guy, he's vegan and he always brings me smoothies. And so I would have let it sit there. And so I was like, you know, and I told you I had my little coffee. I was on my little hazelnut. And so he had it. He was like, thank you. Like, BJ would be so happy about it.
I'm glad I could be a service.
Yes, I was like, and so he was supposed to be here today. He missed you. But he's vegan.
Dang, I got the vegan oxtail with me too. Like, he would have
missed. Next time. But is there any, what do you think is the biggest thing, I think, shift entrepreneur wise so that we can move on to the sex tip.
That's what I'm here for.
I already know what you're here for with your nasty ass.
So nasty. Just want to be vegan nasty.
Lord, use my veganness, my vegan throat.
Yes.
I need to know what is one of the biggest things that just changed your mindset, or like a takeaway that just your truth when it comes to this entrepreneurship journey or whatever it is you want to leave us with, because I know that the journey isn't just about being vegan. You've been learning how to be vegan with us. You've been learning how to accept yourself with us. You've been learning how to be a better businesswoman. You've been learning how to take care of yourself while also taking care of the world. I'm watching you grow as a woman, and I've been watching. So what are the things that you want to leave us with? Because now you've become, you know, a business, you know, and a name, a brand for households. Like there's, I know I'm gonna see you in the grocery store. Are you coming in the grocery store? Because like I feel like I might have missed it. Like
it's not there right now, but it is coming. So we're working next with year, a manufacturer.
You're gonna bring us the, the stuff.
So we're gonna bring you the things.
That. But what do you want to leave us about entrepreneurship or this journey or just your takeaways or whatever? And you could think on it. We could do it after the vegan tip.
No, because we're going to be on sex till we ain't no more.
So now you agree
with
me.
No, there's so many things, but what comes to me, what I'm going to stay true to, what's coming to me in spirit. And it's a phrase that you said before, but I've always said this. Someone said it to me a few years ago, which is how you do anything is how you do everything. And when I say that, I mean to say that. So when you look at spirituality, when you look at your business, when you look at your, all of those things are going to fall into each other, right? So like we talked a lot about boundaries, right? So personally, you're getting your boundaries together, but I also was really like, your business has to have boundaries too. You know what I mean? Like you can't work with certain people. It don't matter how good the money is. You know what I'm saying? It's not worth it sometimes. So you have to have those boundaries. So I think the most important thing I can say is like in a spiritual sense, take that where you're growing and healing as a human being and spiritually take that into your business too. You can't work with everybody. You can't say yes to everything. You have to have, you know, certain boundaries. If you have, you know, integrity. And I remember, I don't know if it was you who said this, but I would tell people all the time, my business is my baby, right? I don't have kids, but I'm not going to let somebody get online or be in my face talking crazy about Sunny Speaks the same way I'm not going to let them talk crazy to me or about me as a person. So you kind of realize that. And so I say that to say I had to change my mind about money. Like once my mind was changing and I was healing about money as a human being, I had to change my mind about money in business too, because there would be a lot of things. And I remember we were having a conversation about website, and you were like, yeah, you just have to pay for it. The full price for it to be done correctly the first time. Cause if not, you're going to end up spending about that or more trying to go the cheap route. But growing up in poverty and thinking like, oh, I'm never going to have it again. I'm never going to have money again. Or when I get money, I don't know what to do. If I were to get funding or credit or whatever, I don't know what to do. But growing and healing, trusting yourself with money, like I am capable, I'm worthy, whatever affirmations, whatever prayer, whatever therapy, whatever it gets for you to change your mind about money. Like you said, you have to spend money to make money, and trusting that you will make the right decisions with money. I think that's the most important thing, because I think our ideas and our indoctrination that we received about money growing up in the hood and doing that. Like I come from, like I said, my dad had been to jail for selling drugs. Like I come from a family of hustlers. So for me, getting money was never the problem. I could always I could sell salt to a slug. I get money. That's not the issue. What you do with the money when you get it is something different.
It's a reflection of how you feel about it. All your PTSD, all the trauma shows up, what you expect and what you think your cap is, what you think your own limits are, show up the way that you spend things.
Yeah.
And also I think that the first thing that we do as entrepreneurs and as creatives is that when things are difficult, we cut self-care first. Right? And a lot of people are like, first of all, most of the conversations that me and Sunny have had is me like, bitch, raise your prices. Cut this part out.
Hey, people that's on the side, make sure that this ends on the editing room floor. Because these people won't know me like this.
And I've never told anybody to overcharge this. I was like, well, if you do it this way, you can charge this and you don't have to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. Or now you can make this less if you get this to more people. It's always been about why are you not everywhere you need to be, you know, and having the boundaries. And I always appreciate you listening to me on that. But
I be listening. I slow on the implementation, but I be hearing you in real time.
I always see it come to fruition. So it takes time. But I think that the only way I was able to make it this year is that the longest that I didn't have a lot of, I ran out of money in March, but I haven't missed anything. Mm-hmm. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. A couple cars declined a couple times and some shit went a little crazy.
And that's fair.
And that's fine. Like, shit happens. Assets went from one thing to another. And I want people to understand I just now started cutting certain self-care things and I transitioned them. So even if I wasn't able to do this anymore, how can I get that same thing in another way, in a cheaper way or whatever? But I was still getting my massage. I was still going to the spa. And it was like, people, I haven't seen you outside. Well, I only have this much money and I haven't done my self-care yet. So I can't go outside with you because I need my peace of mind to run my business. And if I start cutting my self-care first, I'm not going to have the strength I need to do the difficulties that this business is giving me. Like, I'm getting to another level. Like, why would I stop filling up my gas tank if I'm on the road? I really have to give it all and then see where I stop. But if you stop giving yourself the self-care, you've stopped giving yourself gas because you think you can't make it before you've even went. And that's what I've learned. The last thing that not taking care of myself itself is not an option. I can sit outside on the swing for an hour if I need to. I can go chill in the van. It doesn't have to cost money, but the self-care, the alone time, the meditation, the reflecting, the accountability, like the self. Before I do anything, before it's being a mom, before, you know, and I need more of it. Yes.
My thing is eating fruit in the sun for 1 hour a day. That's my thing. It doesn't really cost. I was going to eat fruit anyway. I'm just shifting it outside because sometimes you're so much in work mode and you're in front of the computer and your eyes and then you're posting and blah, blah, blah. I need to be outside. I need to be in the sun 1 hour a day eating fruit. That's it.
Became a little zombie when you're behind those computer screens.
I'm telling you, girl, we don't want to talk about that.
Well, now for the sex tip of the day.
Come on.
The sex tip of the day is because my first company is Sexual Essentials. All my teachings, classes, workshops, interviews. Sunny has actually been on Patreon before talking about some vegan things for making the pussy wetter naturally and different foods. And so I will make sure I put that link below so you can check that out.
And I've learned so much more since then.
I know it. We definitely have to know. But we have a sex show on Patreon now. It's called Just Another Sex Podcast. I know it, right? It's so good.
You're so problematic.
The whole show is just about sex. What everybody thought this show was. Yeah, but if you
so want I need that, to come on that show and tell people how to eat.
We'll
so
have
they
you
can
back and we'll do a whole
do all the things.
We'll do a whole vegan segment, just like a vegan sex segment. Okay. But our sex tip of the day is the vegan sexy party, which is something that you do. So I want you to tell folks what it is. And then you guys make sure that you follow her below. So that way you can know when the next one is coming up. If you don't have one yet, but if you do, let them know. But the vegan, the sex tip of the day is this vegan experience, which Sunny is going
to
tell us about.
Yes. So it actually doesn't really have that much to do with sex. Mm-hmm. It's funny enough. But so the vegan sexy party I created out of a need, right? Which is that in most cities and states that you go to, unless I would say you're in New York or maybe LA, there's not really a place where vegans can, like a STK, a Houston's, like it's Valentine's Day
or it's Chris.
Yeah, somebody's birthday. I want to take my girl out and get dressed up and have that kind of experience. And there's no tea, no shade to anyone. They do have that kind of experience, but you're really paying for the ambiance because the food is just okay. Mm-hmm. And so I started it here in Atlanta and I was like, it's Valentine's. I literally was on my living room floor and I was like blazing and I was like, you know what? I didn't have a Valentine and I was like, you know how he's like, oh, I want to treat myself how somebody would treat me. So I'm going to take myself out and do this. There was nowhere for me to do that. Yeah. Like there was nowhere for me to practice the self-care. So I was like, there should be a dinner party with da 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 and all this other stuff. And so I created it to be like an all-in-one for guys. Like you could get your girl. It was going to be dinner. We had like poetry and live music. We was going to ask these sexy questions. It was at an Airbnb. They could sleep over in case they, you know, drank too much or whatever. And so I was like, I was literally on my floor and I was like, this idea is so good. I should get paid for it. That was what I thought, which you always want me to get paid for everything, period. Like, and so I came up with it.
Cause I want to go. Let's do it.
Yeah. Like, so let's do it. So I came up with the idea and I was like, let's do this single use menu. So if you ever come to a vegan sexy party, if you come to more than one, we do same cities, throughout the year. So we'll do like, one in Atlanta every year, one in Miami every year, because that's where I'm living now. But even if you come to the same city year after year, if you come to different cities, you will never get the same menu ever. So it might have similar components. And so it's just an elevated dining experience. We have bottomless mimosas, a minimum of 5 courses, chocolate covered cherries, the option to THC infuse everything. And it is masterfully done. The last one we did was in Miami in February, and it was a love letter to the Caribbean. So we did, like, the main course was a triple smoked Gouda oxtail pastelone. For those who don't know, a pastelone is like a lasagna, but instead of noodles, mm-hmm. is sweet plantains.
Okay.
And so we did, that was like Puerto Rico and Jamaica. We did a blood orange conch salad as a tribute to the Bahamas. And during the courses, we ask these little sexy questions and people write them down. So they write down their answers, then we pull the answer. So everyone in the room knows the answer. They just don't know who answered the question. So I might ask something like, you know, which the favorite one that we always save to the end is, which zodiac sign gave you the best sex? And so people might put like head and then sex, or they might put like, you know, just sex, or they might put like 3 signs, or they might be like, the girl sign was this and the guy sign was that. And it's always a good time. And then, you know, the Scorpios be coming out, we're supposed to be the best. And, you know, we actually, for a couple parties, it was Cancer. Like, I was like, what's going on with the Cancer? Like, Cancers is out here seducing people. Like,
they be being all sweet and nurturing and kicking you out them drawers.
And then hunt you and then make you a sandwich and rub your back after. I'm not saying that I know. I'm just saying that this is what I've been told.
That's what I've been told.
That's what I've heard. Mm. So yeah, people love the experience. They have a great time. They get to step out, and it's something that, you know, the things that I'm making are not even things that people have had not vegan. Like, I've never seen someone do a oxtail pastelone, and then it's vegan too. On top of that, you cut the allergies out, you have a good time, you get to drink, you know, get on the THC if that's your vibe. We have a smoker section for the folks that like to smoke outside. Mm-hmm. And it's a great event. So the next one is February 10th. It's going to be here in Atlanta.
Okay.
Super excited about that little Valentine's Day weekend type of vibe. We might have it at the SE Content House. Let me pump it up. Let me pump it up, because they got an amazing kitchen here, and I love for people to be able to see what I'm doing. So we going to talk about it off camera.
We do the service and everything. So here, the open bar is already here. We already have the library and everything, bartender, so they can smoke out there on the patio and all of that. So, like, we already have the aesthetics that match the sexiness. So now you don't have to try to be the event coordinator as well. You know, you can just get a little help. It's crazy. It's like, it's almost like there are people out there that will help you. It's so wild.
Don't do that.
This is why I be telling you to sell stuff, because you are helping somebody. And so you have this experience, and then they get used to it, and then you're like, oh, I don't want to do it anymore. This is why you have to charge for things, because you're going to get burnt out, and people need it. And when people need it, they don't mind paying for it. We want someone else to do it for us. So please provide
this
experience.
This is a podcast for other people, not for you to preach to me. Back on topic.
I understand.
Chuck. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you said that it didn't have anything to do with sex, but it does. Setting the ambiance, doing self-care, creating an experience that you want to have but maybe have never seen, that does go in sex. And also is the foreplay of it all. You named something that you can taste, something that you can smell, the things that you see, the things that you feel, like all of those things, like those are the 5 senses. And so that you're really leaving there with all of your senses stimulated. And so that makes for better sex.
Yeah,
so
we've had classes too. We've had sensual yoga classes, which I learned about, of like touching yourself, like on the inside of your elbow. These are only places that you would touch when you're bathing, the back of your kneecap and stuff. We've had Reiki breath. So partners will come to the dinner and do it, like, you know, their date night, married couples, people who just started dating.
We've been trying to do this.
Yes. It's a beautiful, beautiful experience. I'm amazed at myself that I created it. And then, you know, the food is 10 out of 10. And then we also give all the food away. So yes, we do have like the fancy plating for people to take pictures and stuff like that. But after that, whatever's left in the kitchen, and you get a Tupperware with your name on it. Cause you know, niggas will eat your shit. So
this is real.
Yeah. And so you're able to have whatever you liked. If we have it left over, it's open to, we put it out on the table and you come and pick what you like. So it's a beautiful experience.
I love that. I know that the sex component was definitely a part of it. We've been trying to coordinate and but every time we try to do something, we have events on the same days.
Girl,
or something on the same days. So
because we busy black women. It's crazy. Is that the only sex tip of the day? Because I thought we was going to talk about sucking dick. And
that's because I made a whole nother sex show. Look here. Because now I need the smonies. Now I got to sell the ads and the things. And to be honest, it's like social media doesn't allow me to post all the things I want to anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like It's just not meant to be. I've seen people popping all kind of stuff online, but I say a wrong word and I'm getting flagged. I'm getting deleted. I don't have time.
So yeah, and I had to reach out to you when my page got taken because I was, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I was distraught. I was like, but what's, no offense, but I was like, this happens to you all the time. What do I do? What do
no I offense. Do? Your shit always get deleted.
Was your shit every other day.
Like, people don't understand that. A lot of people think that like I abandoned Sexual Essentials. Yeah, no. When it's time for you to move, what's working for somebody else is not going to work for you. Like at the end of the day, I'm going where I need to go. And now I'm in a place where I can put the people that I've run into and worked with in the sex education world. Now I can place them on the shows that I'm producing for the people that get you farther. Like I'm working for us at the end of the day, but to do production, I need to have a wide view of all the things that are going on, which means I needed that sex education career. I needed, you know, the creative side. I needed the FAMU. I need all of those things because I'm putting things together. Like I have to be able to see it all to say, okay, this is what you need. So, you know, transitioning. But before we get up out of here, the spiritual tip of the day is where we break down five minutes, breaking down some of the spiritual things that we say. Like even when you said, you know, your energy is telling you this, your spirit is telling you that, just learning, we transition into those words without even knowing it. And then people who aren't there yet, they don't understand. But then once you get there, you like, I see why we say that word, how you naturally progress. So don't feel intimidated by what you don't understand with the spiritual tip of the day. The spiritual tip is just that, to break it down in a little five minute piece. But today is, for an Instagram series that Sunny does, where she assigns each zodiac sign as a food. And I thought that was really cute. So I'm going to put the link below so you can figure out which one that you are. But I was going to give you my, sun, moon, and rising, and you tell me the fruit and why. So my sun is Aries. So which?
Aries, I haven't posted it yet, but Aries are tomatoes. And Aries are tomatoes because they like to argue. They're a fruit, but they want everyone to know that they're not like the rest of the fruits. Also, Aries are a cardinal sign and they are the basis for, they set the tone for a lot of the other signs. They're the first sign in the zodiac, and tomatoes are a base in a lot of different culinary of different cultures, culinary foods. And so I love that. I love Aries. And also Aries is going to call you out on your shit. And whenever there's a food fight, what do people throw first?
Tomatoes.
Boo. Tomato. We hated that. They can't let it slide. Like they can't let you be out here not doing good work. You not funny at the comedy show at the pop on?
Don't be rude.
I won't.
Talking shit. Virgo moon.
Oh, Virgos are plantains because they are perfectionists and plantains just make everything perfect. They've literally been holding the diaspora together. Like if you think about Chief Lay's, Bun Nun, Fufu, Sweet Plantains, Tostones, like it's been holding it together, and everything gets better when a Virgo is involved. Everything, every meal that you eat gets better when you put plantain on the side.
No matter what Caribbean meal you eat, they usually be like, they just throw plantains on the...
And they don't just throw it on there. And a lot of people don't know, but plantains are also an emulsifier. They hold things together. They're holding us. Yes, you can use plantains as bread. You can use it as porridge. It's great in soup. Like Virgos just shine everywhere they go.
And they're
getting everybody else together, honestly. And the longer they're in your life, just like plantains, the darker they are, the sweeter your life becomes, because they're going to come and organize you. They're going to just make everything right. And I love that. I love Virgos. I love a Virgo woman. So yes.
And then Leo rising.
Leo is pineapple because they're very showy. They want to be seen. They're doing all of the things. They literally have a crown. They grow from the ground up. They go from the ground up, and it takes them a year to be ready. So they're going to wait on their time for sure. But when they pop out, they pop out. And Leos are really great dressers. So anytime they are like Leos are fly.
They like when you think about the lion's mane, like when you said the crown, it's just so funny because I'm very big about like how I show up with my hair.
Yes.
Like, you know, whether it's, but like, it's so crazy because when I got into fashion and the look and got a stylist, it felt so right. It felt like, why have I not had it? And I just, so much trauma and of people trying to dim your light as much as they can and putting you in certain clothes because certain men around and things like that. And so dimming you down and trying to make you as unsexualized as they can. And you end up not even really being able to walk in your funkiness. But even in when I didn't know that, it still shines out. So I do relate to that.
Yeah. And also Leos tend to make things look good. Like aesthetically, they make things look pleasing. They can come into a space that might be functioning very well because a Virgo has it going together and a Leo is going to make it pretty. That's why when you go on vacation, it's like, I want everyone to know that I have a tropical drink. That's why it's in a pineapple. If you go to a festival, I want someone to know that I'm eating something fantastic. So I'm putting in a pineapple. Like, I love Leos. And Leos, the pineapples actually have a lot of bromelain, just to get into the vegan, which is really good for not only your throat chakra, but actually your throat. If you have a sore throat or something, you should be drinking pineapple juice. And Leos speak up for everybody. They are going to defend everybody. And I love that for us. Like, get you a Leo in your life, please.
Well, you make me feel so good about myself.
Well, thank you. You should. You should already.
And when people put it in that way, because, you know, like with zodiacs, we definitely, so easy to even pick at like the crazy things, but even the things that are, and I had to be very clear about certain characteristics about me compared to personality traits, like, because sometimes we will demonize someone's like personality trait or like how they are, but those quirks are what make them special. It's just, you have to be in the right place. Like, me being super organized could be really annoying in one space, but it's what people need. But for the content, you know, like for the content house, for the media group, like, all those attention to details can be annoying in the wrong place. But here, where entrepreneurs need to trust someone else with their business, and the reason that so many Black and brown entrepreneurs or small businesses or whatever are doing so much as on their own is because they think no one is going to care about it the way they do. The thing is, I care about every single thing that I do. So if I'm doing it, I care. It has my name.
Your name is on it.
So it doesn't matter what it is. I have to do it to the best. How you do one thing is how you do everything. This was an
Aries
amazing.
Aries are competitive too, but go ahead.
I am very competitive and I can't help it.
And you be competing with yourself?
I do.
Okay. It's not my show. I'm going to shut up now.
It's all right. We can get you one of those. So I think that we have to wrap it up now. If you guys want to hear me and Sunny chop it up some more, we have a... Chop it up. We had just a little girl talk segment that is on Patreon. We were just really getting into it. It took us forever to start because we was already into the episode.
Yeah,
so,
low-key, high-key.
It was an amazing conversation. And so that is on Patreon. Make sure that you guys check that out below. You guys, don't forget that joining Patreon, even if you're not watching every single video, it is supporting what we have going on. There's literally just a donation tier where you can just give $5 because you just like, I fuck with what you're doing. Like, great job. Like, it's a tip. It goes towards these costs. And everything we do here is done with creatives. And some of them are donating their time. Some of them are being paid, like, different things. Like, we're giving internships, we're teaching, we're doing so many things, but everybody is getting something from this. And at the end of the day, still, it all has a cost. So, I know that this doesn't cost anything to you guys, but if you would, you know, like to support, make sure that you support through Patreon or by rating or reviewing. That costs nothing. And it, you know, all of that, we're on the chart. Share the show. It costs you nothing to share the show.
Yes, and get the Patreon. It's $15. Netflix been going up on y'all. Use somebody else's password and buy the Patreon. What is the problem?
Don't be yelling at the folks.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm just saying, it's a dime bag and two packs of Dutchess. What is the problem?
It's the vegan trapping for me. It's just always still there.
What's the issue?
You guys, make sure that you please support Sunny. Sunny is such an amazing resource. It's about a lot of education. When she's telling you to eat this, she's not telling you to eat it because it's a fruit or a vegetable. She's saying like, okay, this is a health thing you might have going on. This is a plant, or this is something that can, you know, I got my wisdom tooth pulled this week. She was like, hey, you got a clove, you know, I got all these natural,
like,
girls, you know, all these natural girls around you. But also, like, if you're trying to transition from one thing to another, she did it in bite-sized pieces. And her story is just so large, as well as, poetry. We definitely got to have you on the sex, podcast because, she's also into poetry and different things. She just has a huge brand and huge personality. So make sure that you follow her, support her, and keep up with what she's doing. Let them know where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram, Sunny Speaks Vegan. The page is back up, it's running. They could not keep your girl down. We got a whole new page, and it's more it's over double the amount of followers that I had when my page got taken, because I got a praying grandmother. Sunny Speaks Vegan on Instagram. It's Sunny with an I. S-U-N-N-I speaks like a language. Vegan. Sunny speaks vegan. It's Sunny speaks on TikTok. Sunny speaks on Facebook. Sunny speaks on Patreon. And I don't even know where else I'm at on. If you type in Sunny speaks, all the podcasts and everything is coming up. Sunny with an I is all going to come up. And SunnySpeaksVegan.com, VeganTrapper.com. Go on there. Buy some vegan oxtail. I got cookbooks. I have kids books. I have detoxes. My seasoning about to drop. Spend a dollar with a black business.
That's all we're saying.
That's the tip for today.
So thank you so much for coming on. I just want to let you know that I'm very proud of you. I see you, and you know, it's really beautiful to see, because there are a lot of times that you definitely could have quit. And a lot of our journeys mirror each other. A lot of us have been learning and figuring out this womanhood thing, this self-love thing, this business thing all together. And I know that it's not easy, but I'm just so proud of you, because you keep trying to figure it out. You know, you're doing something that hasn't been done, or done this way. And I just hope that you stay encouraged and keep doing what you're doing, because you're literally teaching, and that's going to change how we, you know, how we live. That's real, you know? So bye.
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 Thank you so much for making it to the end of this episode. Thank you for keeping an open mind and joining me in creating a safe place for others to share their truth. Make sure that you're following Not Just Another Sex Podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, so you don't miss our weekly episodes. But also, if you want to keep the conversation going, make sure that you follow us on Instagram, Not Just Another Sex Pod, as well as sexual.essentials. Don't forget to sign up to my Patreon. The link is in the description of this episode. Not only do you get access to my personal life through my close friends and things like that, but I also have almost 300 classes, workshops, private group chats, hands-on demonstrations, interviews, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want more from me, then that's absolutely where you need to be. If you would like to support this podcast, make sure that you rate and review, and make sure that you share this episode with your family and friends. I'll see you next week.